Let's get down to business, taking a look at Wall Street. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 160 to close at 23,590. Yeah, it's a record high close. It's been a little while since we've had a record high close. November 8th, I believe it was. The new record high close, 23,590. Whenever there is a record high close for the Dow Jones Industrial Average, we have a celebration at the Money Radio Megaplex. Money Radio Symphonic Orchestra plays the celebratory theme music. Money Radio staff gathers in the control room. I am separated from the control room by a glass window. It doesn't open. It's sealed for safety. It's kind of like the police lineup, except it doesn't have a one-way mirror on it. I can see them. They can see me. But we have the usual suspects today. The staff is gathering in the control room. Doreen is passing out candles to the staff. Renee, James, Wes, Josh, Marcus and Kevin joining us, as well as Chris. Crespin joins us from our sister station, 1580, The Fanatic. The ubiquitous Crespin, that is. And Jeffrey, good to see you, sir. Glad you could make it. He comes out of his hole every now and then. They are lighting the candles. We will have a candlelit procession today. Oh, look, James has his 23K Dow cap on. Mm-hmm. That's not going to last much longer at this rate. Candles are lit. Oh, today you have a nice selection of Costco cookies. And somebody brought in some really neat-looking little handmade cookies, homemade cookies, in the shape of a turkey. I don't know whether they're good, but the shape is clever. A virtual cornucopia awaits you. And there they go, down the hallway to the Money Radio Bistro, also known as the Break Room, where they will partake of milk and cookies, because that is how we celebrate a record high close on the Dow Jones Industrial Average. S&P 500 up 16 at 2,599. NASDAQ Composite up 71 at 6,862. Russell 2000 up 15 at 1,518. Yield on the 10-year Treasury down 1 basis point at 2.36%. Oil up 70 cents at $57.12 per barrel. Gold up $4 at $12.81 per ounce. Record high closes for the Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, and Russell 2000. All four hitting record high closes today. The S&P Technology Index was up 1.2%, helped by a nearly 1.9% rise in Apple. The index is up 38.6% this year, by far more than any other sector. The S&P 500 is up about 16.1% for the year so far. Healthcare stocks also rose, some bullish results from medical device maker Medtronic. Their shares were up 4.8%. The company reported better-than-expected results and backed its full-year forecast. Shares of Urban Outfitters up 3.7%, Hormel Foods up 3.4%, both reported quarterly results today. Signet Jewelers tanked, down about 30% after reporting a surprise quarterly loss. Shares of HP fell 4% late today, after the company reported fiscal fourth-quarter earnings and sales above expectations. Meanwhile, Hewlett-Packard Enterprise managed to close out its year with an earnings beat, but the company's forecast for the first quarter of its new fiscal year and Chief Executive Meg Whitman's impending departure sent shares down more than 5%. Facebook was up more than 1% today, but it managed to drop in ranking. Tencent is now valued at $534.5 billion in market capitalization. That makes it the fifth most valuable public company globally. Facebook falls to number 6. Goldman Sachs raised its earnings estimate for S&P 500 companies in 2018 and 2019 based on expectations of corporate tax reform, above-trend global and U.S. economic growth, and slowly rising interest rates from a low base. As expected, the Justice Department sued to block AT&T's planned $85 billion acquisition of Time Warner. The move is unusual because the government does not typically challenge so-called vertical mergers like this one, which do not involve the combination of direct competitors. The government hasn't challenged a vertical merger since 1973 in a case involving Fruithof Corporation, which was at the time the nation's biggest maker of truck trailers. And in that case, an appeals court ruled for Fruithof. Many mergers that have sparked criticism for hurting consumers, like perhaps those of airlines, have involved direct competitors. But as the Justice Department alleges in its complaint against AT&T and Time Warner, vertical mergers can arguably raise prices for consumers too. Guidelines for these type of vertical mergers have not been updated since 1984, and they favor companies that want to merge rather than antitrust regulators. AT&T will now try to get a court to allow the merger, but there are no guarantees they will prevail. Usually these problems result in some sort of a settlement, but that might not happen here. The Department of Justice had reportedly warned AT&T that it would need to sell either Turner Broadcasting, CNN's parent company, or DirecTV in order to receive approval for the merger. AT&T said that was a non-starter. DOJ filed suit. And that raises the question of why the Department of Justice is trying to block this case. Many other larger mergers seem to get rubber-stamped for approval. McCann Delrahim, the Department of Justice's chief antitrust enforcer, publicly stated in 2016 that a AT&T-Time Warner merger would pose no serious legal problems. He said, "I don't see this as a major antitrust problem." Now, he's completely reversed his position. Why the change of heart? Did Delrahim engage in a sincere reevaluation of the data and doctrines? Or was he acting on pressure from the White House? The Trump administration's sudden and selective antitrust enforcement may very well be a front for an unconstitutional effort to punish expression it opposes. AT&T will have ample opportunity to make this objection in court. And if it argues this position persuasively, it may obtain access to government records to prove that Trump's bias against CNN illegally influenced the Department of Justice's antitrust crackdown. And once again, Trump's own words may wind up undermining his administration's legal position in court. Bloomberg reports that AT&T will request access to communications between the White House and the Justice Department regarding the merger, apparently to determine whether Trump exerted improper influence. If the president did use antitrust as a pretense for penalizing CNN, he likely ran afoul of the First Amendment's protection against government retaliation for protected expression. Even if AT&T could not find direct evidence of retaliation, any documentation of political motive would fatally undermine the Department of Justice's antitrust arguments. Trump's own comments about Muslims persuaded courts to block his first and second travel bans, holding that his words undermined the legal justifications for both executive orders. Even more glaringly, Trump's FCC just eliminated regulations that might have blocked Sinclair Broadcast Group's proposed merger with Tribune Media. Thanks to the FCC, Sinclair Broadcast, a vigorously pro-Trump company, will now be able to buy 42 new TV stations, allowing the firm to dominate local media markets in many regions. In its complaint, the Justice Department argues that AT&T, which already owns DirecTV, would use its control of Time Warner's popular programming as a weapon to harm competition. Specifically, the government argues, AT&T would use the merger to strong-arm its competitors into paying hundreds of millions more per year for Time Warner's networks. This could ultimately lead to higher bills and fewer options for American families. The government also alleges that a merged AT&T-Time Warner would have the power to stymie the growth of online TV options that it views as a threat to traditional TV. Under Trump-appointed Chairman Ajit Pai, the FCC today announced plans to repeal net neutrality, the principle that all traffic on the Internet is treated equally. Repeal of net neutrality rules would allow Internet service providers to favor their own content and block or throttle access to their competitors' material, a move that could allow a company like AT&T to charge websites a fee to reach users at faster speeds or even block content. In other words, the FCC wants to permit what the Department of Justice purportedly wants to prohibit by blocking the AT&T-Time Warner merger. The move to kill net neutrality likely to spark a furious battle before the FCC's vote on the proposals December 14th. About 21 million comments were submitted to the regulator as it discussed the proposals, and activists have flooded legislators with more than 250,000 calls condemning Pai's plans. The FCC's plans will be challenged in court. Meanwhile, media merger and acquisition activity probably on hold until the deal is worked out. National Association of Realtors says sales of previously owned homes jumped 2% to a seasonally adjusted annual pace of $5.48 million in October. Median sales price was $247,000, up 5.5% from 12 months ago. Inventory remains very tight. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 160, closing today at 23,590. S&P 500 up 16 at 2,599. NASDAQ up 71 at 6,862. Russell up 15 at 1,518. Record high closes all around. As always, follow along at moneyradio.com, live streaming and archived audio. The daily blog, eatthebankers.com.